beautiful host, Benjamin, and this is another beautiful edition of Special Needs with Special Circumstances. I'm your beautiful host of this podcast this evening, and today with us, we have a beautiful guest named Angel.
Hi.
It's so good for you to be with us today, Angel, and thank you so much for agreeing to do this beautiful interview. I just think it's going to be a lot of fun and just a real beautiful moment for people out there to get to know your story. So, Angel, what is it that you currently have at this very moment? Oh, do you?
Yes, I got it from her. But, I mean, it's something we have to live with. But it doesn't bring me down. Not even the learning disability. It doesn't bring me down. People see me as normal. And I'm just going to let people see me as normal, you know? Because I'm just not going to let it affect me. People with disabilities, they should be treated normally.
As most definitely, and a lot of times we find that, you know, special needs and people with disabilities, children and adults, are put in this Pandora's box, like we are incapable of doing the things that everybody else is doing. But to put it, you know, in a nutshell, you know, we can do everything that anyone else can do. Can you talk about the first time you found out that you were diagnosed with
which disability, fibromyalgia or learning disabled?
Well, both, if you can.
Learning disabled. When I first found out about that, I was grade school, middle school, all the like. You know, when you were back then, like, they would test you in school, right?
Right.
And so they tested me. Oh, no, she's, you know, everything's good with her. She's fine. And my mom felt something was off because my mom has ADD. That's another thing. I have ADD as well. And so they all said I was fine. But if nobody knows what it is, and it hurts the doctors will give you pain medication. It just doesn't help me. Nothing helps me. And so what I film then is my escape. I'm a live streamer. And, you know, not a lot of people like the camera. It's not for them. And my advice for them, do what you love to do. If you have friends that support you fully, be with them as much as you can. I had a friend, and I'm not, it doesn't hurt me to say it, like, she walked out on me, so now I have no friends in person. But, you know, from the platform that I'm on, streaming, I met a lot of wonderful people, including the host today. And, you know, when you get to know people like that, that's what makes streaming a whole lot better. Makes life a whole bunch better. You know, you gotta stay positive and no negative. If you have negative people in your life, kick them out of your life. That's what I had to do with my ex-friend. I had to kick her out of my life. She was ignoring me and everything, so I couldn't do it no more. Positivity is the way to go.
So, let's talk about some of the early years in your life when you had to deal with these diagnoses. Like, how was that growing up dealing with those? Did you have siblings that understood how it was like dealing with those diagnoses?
I have two older brothers and one stepbrother. Two of them are steps, but one came to live with me my whole life, so he's basically like my biological brother. The other one's just a pain in the butt, but I love him to death. One of them that's 3 years older than me, he has ADHD. So growing up with him, having ADHD, and then me having ADD, like a hyper kid.
And
it was like, no. But then having the older brother, yeah, he narrowed him down at the time. He helped. And I love my family. Now they just don't want to pick on me. They'll pick on me every now and then, but they won't anymore. But it was a hard time growing up.
And how did that make you feel when they did that? Like, when you were in school, did you have problems with people like picking on you because you have a learning disability?
Most definitely.
Did you deal with bullying? Did you, were there times where you didn't want to go to school?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, let's dive a little bit into that, because, you know, most of the time, you know, growing up can be really hard to deal with those things.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of people, I had a lot of friends growing up, in middle school, but when it came to junior high and high school, I didn't go to high school back then, junior high, when we moved to the outskirts of St. Louis, where I went to high school, that was the worst for me. Like, I was totally overweight, and I had curly, permed hair, and people would always make fun of me. I would always have to sit alone, and I would get made fun of. Like, every time I went to go to the gym class, they would tell us to wear our uniforms. It never fit me. So I would have to wear pajama pants and a different shirt because it never fit me. The teachers understood that, but I would get picked on by the other people. Like, it's not like today where, you know, our newest journey of people with disabilities are going into school and making their friends. You know, we had it hard growing up. And what I could tell the people, if they're still being picked on, please tell somebody and, you know, just let them know. Just keep pushing forward. It's well worth it.
I know sometimes, even for me, with this, you know, with this renovation happening and everything that's going on, I know sometimes for me, I get to those points where I get to those low points where I'm very sad, very emotional. You know, cerebral palsy is more emotional than anything, and I tell a lot of people that because I feel like if you don't have a disability, you know, you're not going to understand. It's for people who have disabilities, who understand the ins and outs of what we go through on a daily basis, growing up with a someone in your family already dealing with what you have. First off, I have to commend you because, you know, to take the time to be able to share your story today and, you know, to take the time to, you know, let me interview you. And that's what it's all about. You know, I started this podcast a year ago during COVID, when COVID was really heavy, when everything was shut down, when there was nothing to do, and I wanted to bring awareness to the disabled community, and I still want to bring awareness to the disabled community, and I also am going to go to school to be a social worker because I want to help people that have been in situations as far as mental, physical, emotional, abusive situations where, you know, they have someone who is a voice for them, who has an advocate, who has somebody who can speak up for them. I've been in 3 different group homes, 3 different providers. I've had 6 different caseworkers. I was in special ed. When you were in school, were you in special ed classes, self-contained?
I was, and it was very, very difficult. Like in high school, I was all through special ed classes, and it was difficult because when they go to write something on the eraser board, and they tell you to write it down for the next day, my hand-eye coordination, like, I was trying to get it, like I said, I would have it in my brain, but then when I got home, it wasn't written correctly, but, you know, if I didn't have the Lord in my heart, I would have been majorly frustrated, and I don't know what would have happened. I was struggling all through middle school and high school, and yeah, I couldn't do it, but I love the Lord, and without Him or my parents being by my side all through those trials, then I don't know where I would have been at this point.
Did you ever get to a place where you were like, you know, where you got overwhelmed or you got sad or you got angry.
Oh, absolutely.
Or you got to a dark place to where it was like, I just can't do it. I can't handle it. And, you know, and most of the time when we get to that place, and a lot of people don't like to talk about suicide, but the thing of it was, especially with COVID, is that there were a lot of special needs individuals that were very isolated, who couldn't get out, who couldn't, you know, say what they needed, you know, to make sure their needs were met, to make sure their needs were, their wants were met. I mean, and it's still happening today, where we just are in this Pandora's box time and time again, because you see it all the time. You see employers not wanting to hire people with special needs because they feel like, oh, they can't do the job, or they feel like he or she is going to be a liability. And I, as a person with cerebral palsy, I struggle with that a lot. You know, I've been on several interviews where I've seen, you know, they don't want to hire you because the equipment that you're using. And I've been in interviews where I've seen a manager's body language where they don't even have to say anything. In the first 5 minutes, you could already read their body language because of the equipment that I've used. Like, do you work currently?
I do not. I'm on Social Security disability. I've been fired for so many jobs that Social Security says that they're going to pay me more to sit on my butt at home, because having a job with my disabilities, like, I lost so many, and then...
And... Right.
So it's very, you gotta pick and choose, and like, it's just, I don't know, it's just like, you gotta adult, and then after you adult, see how you feel, and then go from there. It's just, yeah, that's all I could really say on that one.
Well, let's talk about some of the jobs you've done and some of the jobs you've had, and okay, and why you think that you got let go or that you got terminated. Was it because you felt like the company didn't understand your learning disability or fibromyalgia? Excuse me, I'm probably gonna butcher that.
Fired me is because I only had like a day or two to memorize work there, and today I'm still good friends with them. But yeah, having a job, definitely with my disability, is very, very hard.
Do you think that they would have been more understanding if there were accommodations in place, if you had a job coach? At any time, did you have those services in place?
I did live in a group home. I did have job coaches, but when they tried to find me jobs, I mean, and they were there trying to train me after they left, days later, I would get fired. So I learned everything that they needed to do, and it was like either a few days to a week after I would get fired. But in a way, I wasn't regretting it because I made friends. I know people around this town. Everybody knows me, so I'm loving it. But
did you ever speak to your job coach about these things? Did you ever reach out to Did you ever reach out to your caseworker if you had one of those?
Absolutely.
I know for me, like living in Vegas, the caseworkers here are the worst. It was always hard to get a hold of them by email, by telephone. I mean, it's an ever-ending cycle of just playing phone tag and email tag and all these.
We have the same around here in my area too, and it's very, very annoying. Are they understanding? Absolutely not.
Not, yeah. And
they weren't back in the day. If they are now, bless their heart. But no, me and my mom would constantly feud with them.
I'm sure.
When I lived in the group home, we had our own little separate apartments, and I didn't get along with the staff that well. So, of course, I'm just going to say I made trouble to get myself kicked out of there to live on my own. And I prefer living on my own, honestly, because it's so nice, you know?
Well,
but is it hard without services now? Oh, yes, it definitely is. So if you're... For whoever is in a group home and who doesn't like their staff, please just get along with them, and you're gonna like it a lot better. Trust me, the help is where it is at, because living alone, you won't have it. And it's just one of those things, like, yeah, you definitely, in the long haul, you're gonna need it.
Well, let's talk about those challenges living alone and not having those services, because I think a lot of people need to know that, and they need to understand that. So let's dive in that a little bit on how different that is versus living alone and not having those services.
Okay, so I've been in the apartment that I'm at. I've been here 5 years, but I've been on my own. Let's see if I about 8 or 9.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I was living in a crappy apartment full of roaches at the beginning. It wasn't so bad until I found out I was allergic to them. Then I moved into this beautiful place, which I should have got a ground apartment, because with fibromyalgia and carrying a 3 heavy bags of groceries up 3 flights of stairs, that's a challenge, and it's not good. But, I mean, if you can cook and you can clean on your own, then you'll be fine. And, like, I know there's plenty of people that take medicine out there. You definitely gotta be on top of, you know, filling your own med box. You gotta do a lot of your own stuff, shower and all that. When I lived in a group home, there was people that didn't want to shower, didn't want to do anything, didn't want to grocery shop. Grocery shopping is another challenge. Where I was in a group home, we had to make a grocery list or we couldn't go.
Absolutely.
On my own, now it's a bit challenging because when it comes to Sundays, when I make my grocery list, I don't know what I want to cook because I'm a bit on a health kick.
Are you now?
I'm trying to get better because I want to lose this weight due to my mom had open heart surgery here, gonna be 3 years in July.
And what do you normally like to eat?
I used to love pasta and all, but unfortunately, I cannot, due to my diet, I'm not supposed to have red sauce. I'm not supposed to have tomatoes, but too bad. It's due to a surgery I had. For it, and that's the type of acid reflux for anybody that doesn't know. So they put me on a diet, but I was away from that. Now it's more like I rarely eat. If I do, it's like maybe one meal, and then I'll just snack for the rest of the day. Like today I had a pulled pork sandwich, which I'm not a pork fan, or like I just made Swedish meatballs yesterday, so it's so simple, and then I'll snack on fresh fruit for the rest of the day, something like that.
Okay, all right, and you know, with the schedules that I have, you know, by the time I get home, it's just I'm so exhausted, and
right.
I get that it's a challenge to go to the grocery store. Have you ever thought about maybe doing an online service? Like,
so where I live, my neighbor does Instacart because she's had multiple surgeries. I do help her out after her surgeries.
Oh, that's sweet of you. Exactly.
And so she had multiple surgeries, and where Instacart comes from, you can only get it from Aldi's here. So, and then we got Target grocery. You can't get fresh produce. You can't get fresh fruit from either of them. You have to go to the store to get it. So, I wanted to do that, but it's my one time to get out per week, and it's my one day to see my mother per week, besides me taking care of her. So I'm gonna take that time just to go out to Walmart Supercenter and go get what I need to get for the week, and of course bond with my mom. My mom is my best friend, and
wow.
that bond will never change.
And how long have you been taking care of her, and how did that all come about?
That mask on, because I'm like, I have to take the doctor know, my mother is my legal guardian.
Okay.
And I'm not gonna, I'm gonna do what my, what's best for my mother. I'm not gonna lose my mother.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I took the doctor's side. I'm like, look, she was in the military. She's claustrophobic. Is there any way to put the oxygen up the nose instead of the mask? She's like, we could do that here in a little bit, but right now she has to have the mask on. I literally had to have my mom look me in the eye. I'm like, mother, it's gonna be hard. They just want to do this for a couple hours. She was still out of it. But then they're gonna put that on, and she's like, okay. And at the time, I did have my best friend with me, but it was just not having friends really sucks. I know a lot of people around town, but they don't visit me. They don't call me unless I just go out. So basically,
same thing here.
Yeah, it really does suck if you don't have, you know, friends. But if you know people around town, that's always good, you know? Because in the long shot, like, I just met a wonderful couple here in the other building. And if they usually see me walking up to the store, they'll stop and tell me to get in, and they'll just take me right up to the corner store. Not a problem. But my dad is kind of a hard head.
Yeah.
So that's how being... I used to be a daddy's girl, but then as I grew up, I started becoming more and more reliable on my mom. But this really made us bond together after her surgery. Like, I was up there as much as I could, and well, my little dog was still alive. We would sneak him in to go see her in rehab and everything, because she was missing that little guy. She still does today. We don't have any dogs anymore, and I wish we did, because everything would be so calm, because I need one of those service animals so bad. I have depression, anxiety, and living at home alone and not being, and you know, being single, it just, yeah, it doesn't work out the greatest, because you want to be with somebody a lot, and you're feeling, you know, depressed and you have anxiety, don't think about suicide. If you do believe in the Lord, open a Bible. Go get one of those scripture books. Read something like that. It's uplifting. Call a friend if you do. Tell them what's going on. They'll listen to you. Like, I have people, like, when I stream, they'll sit there and listen to me if I need to vent.
And I will most certainly be here to listen to you. And you know me. You have my Instagram now. So if you need to, if you need to call, then do that.
And
thank you. And I, you know, by the way, what was your dog's name? What was your mom's name?
Her name is Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L.
Oh, okay. And how is she doing these days?
She is actually doing good. As of today, it's been a hard day for her. She has her ups and downs. She seemed, when I talked to her, she seemed okay, but I could tell that she was having one of those hurting days. We went to the chiropractor a couple days ago and got adjusted. Like, I have swelling in my hand. We don't know what's going on. We got, you know, getting adjusted and being on a new medication would help, but it's actually not. But when she goes to the chiropractor, she's hurt for a few days.
And how often does she go to the chiropractor?
Well, since she's as bad as she is, she's usually it's once a month, but this time it's going to be twice.
Right, she definitely wouldn't do good in Vegas then, because we get,
you have, top batch charismatic out there.
Oh, yes, we do. We definitely do.
I'm a friend of hers. I'm a bouncer of hers. She's got that auction coming up tomorrow, and I'm her coordinator for that. I mean, I just love her to death. Like, right now, she's at her sister's graduation. She's alive, but I'm like,
and we're excited to have you. And I've just, let me just tell you how courageous you are, and how amazing you are, and how nurturing and loving and compassionate you are to be, you know. And I, and we just put this podcast together out of nowhere, like, you know. I like how right. And I've never, so what made you, because I've never really had somebody just jump at the opportunity to want to do a podcast that quick. Yeah, and I like that. I like the anticipation, the excitement. I like how we just jumped on it. And, you know, this is what it's all about. I try to find different people to interview every day. And as I told, you know, viewers who listen to this podcast, it's only going to get bigger and better every single day. And, you know, first off, I want to just thank all the people that have supported me in this beautiful project, who listen each and every time. I'm going to start back doing it 5 days a week. You know, I just work around other people's schedules and see what their availability is, because during the week sometimes it is hard, it is difficult to be able to get something going. If I don't do one right then and there, don't think I'm never going to do one, because there's always going to be one posted at some given time. I was supposed to do one last Monday, and I had to cancel it due to I had something that I needed to do. But we are here now, and like I said, we've had, you know, Angel on today to be able to talk about her story and her experiences. And what would you say to somebody out there who's battling with fibromyalgia?
If you're dealing with fibromyalgia, it is very, very difficult. I understand where you're coming from. Just don't give up. If you do go to church, definitely speak out to him, ask for prayers. They do help. the hotlines. They're always there to help. Come to my stream. Come to the host stream. We're there to listen. If you're, you know, if you have any kind of disability, just seek somebody. There's always help around. You just never know where you're going to find it. And it's always just going to be around. If you're streaming with a disability, please come find this generous host and be on this podcast. It's well worth it.
And thank you so much. I mean, you know, I couldn't have said it more beautifully, and it is definitely well worth it, and I'm so glad you were able to just jump in here and just get it done. And I can't wait till you can tell Jess, you know, what happened, and you were able to, you know, share your beautiful story with us. And that's for anybody out there right now. If you have somebody who you know that has a disability, tell them about this show. Make sure you share it. It's on Apple. It's on Spotify. Special Needs with Special Circumstances. It's on Google Podcasts, Public Radio, wherever that you are listening to podcasts, you will be able to find it. But please, please, please keep sharing it. It's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and we're going to keep spreading the love and nurturing and the wealth around the Las Vegas Valley and throughout different valleys of the world. And this is what I love to do. I love to find different people in different cities and states, and to talk about the challenges and obstacles of children and adults with disabilities, because we definitely deal with a lot on a daily basis. And I deal with a lot on a daily basis, so please don't hesitate to reach out to any one of us. You guys know that you can, you know, email me, Mr. MrBenjaminRay87@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram, 702BRay. I also have Snapchat, BenjaminRay20. Don't feel, you know, hesitant to not reach out. I am a listening ear. I will, you know, sit with you for hours upon hours, and we'll just go through it together. And as well as, you know, Angel was here, and it was like, it's a huge honor for me to be able to, you know, been able to interview her this evening. So thank you for that, Angel.
Pleasure.
And we will definitely have you. We gotta have you come back
definitely
on the show again. We'll definitely be interviewing her in a little bit, because we definitely will have to have her back. But you know, as I always say, we're just gonna get this podcast bigger and bigger and bigger, and just keep getting beautiful stories more and more every day. So, but for now, this has been the beautiful host. My name is Benjamin. And you are?
And I'm Angel.
And this has been another beautiful edition of Special Needs with Special Circumstances. And I will see you on the next round for the next beautiful interview. Have a good night, guys.
Bye.